From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Obama administration is reviewing security procedures following the failed bomb attack aboard a Northwest Airlines flight bound for Detroit on Christmas. The ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Peter Hoekstra of Michigan, accused the administration of being too lax in responding to the threat of terrorism on U.S. soil.
Homegrown terrorism, the threat to the United States, is real. I think this administration has downplayed it. They need to recognize it, identify it. It is the only way we are going to defeat it.
Hoekstra was on Fox News Sunday. Some GOP lawmakers are questioning why the accused attacker was not on a no-fly list. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano responded to that issue.
There was simply throughout the law enforcement community never information that would put this individual on a no-fly list or a selectee list.
Napolitano was on ABC's This Week. Opposition websites in Iran say at least 9 anti-government protesters were killed in clashes with police today as large crowds of demonstrators took to the streets of several Iranian cities. But Iranian authorities are saying only 5 people were killed. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from Istanbul.
The chief of police in the Iranian capital said he was investigating the death of protesters after telling reporters earlier in the day that his officers were not carrying weapons. Opposition websites report that the dead include in Tehran the nephew of a prominent opposition figure and in Tabriz the brother of a former interior minister. Cell phone videos recorded a day of defiance across the country. Iranian analysts outside the country say the protest on Ashura, a significant religious holiday, shows the opposition movement has become bolder, as the government shows it has no strategy for quelling a movement that now believes, after this show of support, that it can unseat the government. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
The sinking of a ferry boat in the Philippines this weekend is the second such incident in less than a week there. Dwali Sakhow Tao reports at least 6 people were killed.
Search and rescue teams managed to save more than 60 passengers from the sinking ferry, but the Philippine Coast Guard says about 24 people are still missing. The ferry went down Saturday night in waters off Verde Island, south of the Philippine capital, and carried an estimated 90 people. The ferry left Mindoro Island in what officials described as clear weather and was headed to Batangas City for the island of Luzon when about half an hour later the ferry apparently took in water from its bow and began leaning to one side. Survivors told local media the ferry sank quickly as people began to cry out for family members and relatives. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau Tao.
Pope Benedict visited a soup kitchen in Rome today. It was his first public appearance since he was knocked down by a woman at Christmas Eve Mass. This is NPR News from Washington. 7 people, including a German teenager, have been killed by avalanches in Italy. In one incident, 2 Italian tourists were killed when an avalanche hit them in the Italian Alps. 4 rescuers who were searching for those tourists were hit by a subsequent avalanche, and they were also killed. In a separate incident, the teenager was reportedly hit and killed instantly by an avalanche as he was skiing with a brother and friend. While much of the heavy winter storm that hit the upper Midwest this weekend has eased up today, some areas are still dealing with dangerous travel conditions, including flooding. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull has more.
Holiday travelers are being advised to take things slowly and be up on local weather warnings and advisories. In sections of Illinois and Iowa, flood warnings are in effect as ice jams and heavy precipitation are making some rivers rise above flood stage. Officials say submerged roadways can be a risk to both driver and vehicle, so motorists should find alternate routes if they come across flooded areas. The far northern parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin are seeing icy roads paired with wind gusts that'll make visibility and traction poor. Between 1 to 4 inches of snow are predicted for the region, which could make for slippery conditions. Areas near the Great Lakes may see gale conditions, including high winds and sleet. The Dakotas are experiencing patchy drizzle, with parts of South Dakota seeing black ice forming on its interstate. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
Just yesterday, University of Florida coach Urban Meyer said he would be resigning from his position because of health concerns, but after an emotional team meeting today, a sleepless night, and about an hour of practice, Meyer said he will be back after taking a leave of absence. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.